Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. This your boy Cass, chilling as you shall. Father time was good, dog.
SinCityRadio.net.
We built this shit!
SinCityRadio.
Hey, where are the white women at?
From God.
I was just bullshitting, man.
SinCityRadio.net.
Let me pass. Fool, they have to be pulling these hush puppies out your motherfucking ass.
SinCityRadio.net. SinCityRadio.net.
SinCityRadio.
To another edition of Sin City Radio. It's your boy Cass, chilling as usual. On a Wednesday, kick back, relax. Been a hard day. Do what we do. Look, so what's happening?
What's happening? What's going on?
Not much. Man, this is a long day. Long day, long day, long day.
I can dig it.
You know what? I really think that you was born in the wrong era.
Why?
I think you should have been born in the 70s.
Why do you say that?
Just the way you talk, I can dig it. And, I mean, I hear people say it, but you really sound like one of them people like my uncle and them used to be. Yeah, I can dig that, baby. I can dig that. You really had that sound like, okay, you supposed to be back there with them. I'm serious. How's your day going? How's your day going?
I'm with you. It was a long, hard-ass day. I'm glad it's over. I need my fix. I'm ready. Let's get it.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. All right, well, before we jump off, we're going to go to a song, have a little fun, relax, give you time to go get your drink, go get your smoke, whatever it is you do, and we'll be right back.
From nature.
You looking real good, baby. Yes, you is. I just want you to know I had a wonderful time this evening. Yes, I did. I feel fortunate to be. I guess this is part of the story where we tell each other good night. Nah. How about this? How about I break all the rules and tell you what I really did think that
girl, you got a big old life and both legs and fire hair and all the shit that I want.
Sexy motherfucker.
You acting like you want it right now.
Let me even know.
Fuck tonight, my dick is getting rocked. Oh my god, there's gonna be some fucking tonight.
Take your panties off
and clean things off to the side.
Let a nigga know
if you don't fuck tonight.
Good pussy will bring the freak out you. But if you eat it and don't get cheated, the first offer beat the brakes off. No sense to half-stepping. Get serious, get the titties sucking like cut rubbing and ass grabbing. I eat that pussy ass backwards. A crew strokes with his long warm tongue should make that pussy calm. So much for round one. I spend a whole round two and back of you. Sticking move, sticking move.
You got a big old laugh and both legs and fire hair. And all the shit that I want.
Sexy motherfucker.
You acting like you want it right now.
Let a nigga know
if you gon' fuck tonight. My dick is getting rocked. Oh my god, there's gonna be some fucking tonight.
Take your panties off
and pull them things off to the side.
Let a nigga know
if you gon' fuck tonight.
I need a real man. I'm sick of playing with little boys. I'm trying to explore more like hot oils and sex toys. I can't keep faking. Man, I'm so backed up and I can't eat. I can't sleep. My knees weak and they keep shaking. I need a real nigga to come save me. One who pamper me and bathe me and make me want to swallow his baby. Talk that thug shit while he fuck me crazy. From the back or in the bus, I'm like, fuck me, baby. Fuck me, baby.
And all the shit that I want.
Sexy motherfucker.
You acting like you want it right now.
Let a nigga know
if you gon' fuck tonight. My dick is getting rocked. Oh my god, there's gonna be some fucking tonight.
Take your panties off
and pull them things off to the side.
Let a nigga know
if you gon' fuck tonight.
All that matters is I can get you wetter and suck you, fuck you better than any other nigga can. I specialize in multi-orgasms, get rid of back spasms and do it all without Viagra. I'll fuck you all night, make you sleep all day, treat you to breakfast then eat you for breakfast. I know, baby, I'm so unselfish, but you love it. And besides, I'm a freak, so I can't help it. All I need is an old slow song, one cold shot of Patron to see you walk around me in a song. And it'll be on before the chorus come back on. You'll be leading and I'll be ad-libbing, and we'll be singing our damn song. And just like the first time we made each other come, when we sucked and fucked each other and taste each other calm. No soul alive can erase what we've done, and all our heart of sticky memories is stuck with me permanently.
Girl, you got a big old laugh and both legs and fire hair. And all the shit that I want.
Sexy motherfucker.
You acting like you want it right now.
Let a nigga know
if we gon' fuck tonight. My dick is getting rocked. Oh my god, there's gonna be some fucking tonight.
Take your panties off
and pull them things off to the side.
Let a nigga know
if we gon' fuck tonight.
All right, y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. That song always gets you in the mood for Wednesday. That song, hey, that song gets you in the mood for Wednesday. Eddie, I see you sliding in later as usual.
Excuse me?
We're going to have to dock. Oh, you getting docked. We're going to dock you a quarter every time you slide in late. You got to get docked a quarter.
How you going to say I'm late? The song just went off.
We didn't have a conversation to play the song before you even got on here. What is you talking about? You're late, Eddie. Are we gonna let
y'all time is incorrect.
No, I'm going with the time of the show. All right, y'all, check this out. Now we were speaking on something yesterday that we really did. We touched on it, but we really didn't like dive into it. And something I was kind of curious about. Now we were talking about like how much can you tolerate. You know, I don't know if y'all remember or not, but you know, we gave a scenario where, you know, you met somebody and, you know, your kids is grown and gone, but you done met them and they got a 2-year-old. I mean, how does that work? I mean, you know, I mean, because my youngest, she's self-sufficient. I mean, I ain't got to do nothing. All I got to do is buy her food and buy her clothes. Yeah, she cooked for me. So now I don't know about me trying to raise a 2-year-old. You know, I mean, y'all can y'all see that in y'all future? I mean, okay, I'm gonna start with you, Lick. So, how does that work for you?
Well, my youngest is 5, so I could probably live with that. My youngest is 5. Yeah. He's 5. So I could probably live with that. You know, I mean, if I was looking for,
You ain't got no problem with me taking the belt to his ass, do you?
You know what? If we're in a serious relationship, nope. And now if I just met you and you just come in the house talking about he should need to, you know, no, you can't do that, you know. But, yeah, if we in something committed, sure. I mean, you know.
No, okay, because someone for that. Okay, now, okay, me saying that. Now, what about his daddy? What is daddy going to say?
Well, that depends on where his daddy is at. If his daddy is involved in his life and is a good man, like, and I think, too, that depends on how our relationship ended. If we ended on bad terms, he's going to have a problem with any and everything that another man says, does, or feels. But if we ended on good terms, you know what I'm saying? If we had, like, a mutual thing where it was like, okay, you know what, we'll be better off apart. You know what I'm saying? And we still cool.
But now, with that being said, okay, y'all ended on bad terms, but nevertheless, you know.
Well, I mean, if I'm moving on with my life, if I'm moving on with my life, then what he has to say, no matter, you know what I'm saying, regardless of how we ended. If I'm moving on with my life and I'm serious about it, I'm trying to be into something committed with somebody else, then bump with baby daddy talking about, you know what I'm saying? Your job is to be her father. His job is to be here for me and her.
Okay, hold on. Okay, I hear you talking, but now let's just give a scenario. Me and you, you know what I'm saying? We've been together. It didn't work out. We had a kid, you know. But at the end of the day, me and you didn't work out, but I am a good father to my kid. And I tell you, and I say, well, you know, that motherfucker better not touch my child. He better not discipline my child. He better not say shit to my child. What do you say?
Okay, and what do I say is, you said you are a good father. All right, so in my eyes, to me, what that means is there's not going to be a need for another man to discipline my child because his father already has that under control. You know what I'm saying? So my child is not going to be disrespectful to you because we are
raising
that child.
All right, but now here's the flip side of that. I'm not in your house every day. I mean, I know what my kid's capable of, but I don't know exactly what my kid's doing. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Now my kid could be rebelling because I'm not in the house and he's just being an ass. You know what I'm saying?
All
right, so my child's not gonna tell me, Daddy, yeah, I'm being an asshole at this house. He's not gonna tell me that. What he's gonna tell me is, well, you know, she got that dude over here, and he don't like me, and this, that, and other. So how do you cipher that? I mean,
listen? You know what?
Hold on. Now, I'm coming at you. I'm coming at you hard now. I'm coming at you irate. Hey, goddammit. What the fuck, this motherfucker? You know, this nigga put his hands on my child again. I'm going to beat his motherfucking ass. You know, I'm coming hard. I'm coming hard. Now, your boyfriend not bagging down. Your boyfriend like, fuck your baby daddy. What does that put you at?
All right. I feel like, okay, it's a lot of different things that go into that. We ended on bad terms, okay, but are we, our relationship and our being parents is two different things, okay? So if I come to you and I say, okay, look, Kaz, you know, I'm dealing with such and such now, and, you know, Junior is just, you know, he cutting up. And the man ain't gave him no reason to cut up. He's, you know what I'm saying, he's respectful. He don't put his hands on the boy. He don't raise his voice to the boy. He just, you know, Junior just don't like him. Now, if I come to you like that and you don't do nothing about it, then I don't have any other choice but to take control. But if I come to you like that and you like, all right, I got it under control, and you talk to Junior and you like, Junior, look, you know what I'm saying? I know me and your mom ain't together, and you might not like old boy, but the bottom line is respect your elders. If that man ain't doing nothing to you, you know, that I would disapprove of, then cut that shit out. You know what I'm saying? How are you in that situation?
Okay, let's just say I'm being an asshole. Fuck that nigga. He better not touch my child.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry, but I don't have, if me and this man are trying to do a serious thing, well, then I don't have no choice. If you're going to be an asshole about it when I'm trying to come to you and I'm telling you, you know, without no attitude, without no none of that, then
okay.
I don't have no choice but to take matters into my own hand. I got to move on with my life.
Okay, let's just say I get over there and we fighting. Me and him get to fighting. Whose side you taking?
Hey, you know what? Who started it?
It don't matter who started it. Whose side you taking?
It does matter who started it.
No, it don't matter.
She went on man. See, of course she's going to take on man's side.
No, hold on. I didn't ask you. I asked her that. She said it. She got to see who started it. It don't matter who started it. Whose side you on?
But seriously, somebody always starts the rift. It don't just happen. Motherfuckers aren't.
Hold on. Word's been passed. Motherfucker like, nigga, it's on when I see you. Well, it's on when I see you. Well, I see you. Hold on. We got Miss Pimp coming in. Miss Pimp, what's
here.
Happening?
I'm waiting my turn. Go ahead.
Now, I'm saying, word's been exchanged. Shit, it's on, nigga, when I see you. Yeah, it's on. So, shit, when he come up to my door, well, I come up to his door, it's on. It's on. There's no words being said. It's on. Whose side do you go?
Yeah, that's fucking tough. I mean, really, fuck both of you grown-ass men. My child is the one who's the most important. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Well,
y'all
already know whose side.
Okay,
we already know whose side he going on. Shorty going on with his daddy.
Exactly. I mean, so, like I said, I have been in that situation where, you know what I'm saying, baby daddy came to my doorstep, starting trouble for absolutely no reason. And the very first question that was posed was, are you here for your child? And he said, no, I'm not here for my child, motherfucker. I'm here for you. So, yeah, I'm on my man's side. Because
okay. You
have a choice. You can come here. You come to my doorstep because you want to, you know what I'm saying, you got a beef with my dude. All right, look, you take your baby for the weekend. You take your baby
hold
for
on,
the weekend.
Man. But now my beef is that because my child called and told me that this nigga fucking with him.
But it's two sides to every story. Now, are you going to hear me out? You already said you being an asshole to me. So if I'm coming to you and I'm like, Cass, the situation was as simple as this. You know what I'm saying? You know how I get down. The baby didn't eat his peas. All the man said was, eat your peas. And Junior started tripping, flipping out. You ain't my daddy, nigga. I ain't got to eat my peas. You know what I'm saying? But Junior's not going to tell you that the argument was over peas. And Junior's not going to tell you that he know he's supposed to eat his peas, but because this nigga said eat his peas, he didn't want to eat his peas. You see what I'm saying? It's a lot that goes into that. If I'm trying to tell you, this man has not caused a problem. He Junior just mad because he wants you here. You know what I'm saying? And kids will play parents against one another. Junior just mad because he wants you here. Now, I'm going to tell you, if the man raised his voice at Junior, I will tell you, okay, you know what I'm saying? Oh, boy, you know what I'm saying? Junior didn't want to go to bed, and the man said, boy, I didn't want to go to bed. You know what I'm saying? He raised his voice. So that's where Junior got his problem from. Now it's up to you as the daddy to say, okay, you know what? That nigga don't have no purpose for raising his voice at my son, but it's 11:30 and the baby's supposed to be asleep. So the man didn't necessarily do nothing wrong. You know what I mean? It's a lot that goes into that. Junior not going to tell you, hello? Hello? Yeah. Okay, yeah, Junior ain't gonna tell you that he was, you know what I'm saying, he was in his room playing his motherfucking Xbox One when he was supposed to be asleep. All Junior gonna tell you is that mama boyfriend raised her voice at me. He ain't gonna tell you why. That's up to me to tell you. And once I tell you, okay, it was 11:30, and he didn't have no business being in there playing the game, you know what I'm saying? Billy got up, went to the bathroom, and noticed that Junior was playing the game, and all he said was, boy, you better take your butt to sleep.
I heard you. Okay, now I want to get another opinion. Janine, what's up? That's the same scenario. What you say?
First of all, this entire scenario, you the baby daddy, your place, this is my place. I'm not, if you know me, if I'm some old fucked up ass bitch, then yeah, you got the right to question, you know what I'm saying, what's going on or whatever. But if you know me as a mother, you should know I'm not going to allow some motherfucker, especially just any motherfucker, even if I was in a relationship with this person, I'm not going to allow him to do anything to my child. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we can have discussions and things like that. Oh, but you're not going to walk up in my house. You're not going to walk up in my house and think you're about to fight somebody. That's not about to happen.
I'm walking any motherfucking way I want to.
You can walk past that stack of stuff if you want to and see what happens.
If you don't walk back out, you ain't got nobody to blame but yourself.
You going to shoot your baby daddy? You going to shoot me in front of Junior? You going to shoot me in front of Junior?
I asked you, are you here for Junior? And you said, no.
You going to shoot me in front of Junior? You going to shoot me in front of my son?
It depends.
You going to shoot me in front
of my son?
You gonna let this nigga shoot me in front of my boy?
Why do you?
You gonna let this nigga shoot me? You gonna injure me in front of my boy? You gonna let my boy see you shoot me?
Listen to me. Why? You know your son.
No, you listen to me. You gonna shoot me in front of Junior? You gonna shoot me in front of the boy?
You know your son is here. And the very first question I asked
you, you going to shoot me in front of the boy?
I'm trying to
shoot me in front of the boy.
Okay, Bobby Junior.
Okay,
Bobby and Bobby Junior. Listen,
Bobby Junior. Listen, you knew Junior was here. Why you come when you knew Junior was here? You knew Junior wasn't at school. You came at 6:30 in the evening when you know damn well I'm cooking dinner, and Junior is in there, you know what I'm saying, playing the game. Why do you bring drama
me in
to
front
my doorstep? At the end of the day, this is my doorstep. This is my home.
You're
going to
shoot me
in front of
Junior. You're
going to
shoot me in front of Junior.
If you come as an intruder, yeah.
You're going to shoot me in front of Junior.
Yep.
You ain't shit.
I know.
You ain't shit.
You ain't
gonna shoot.
You could have
right,
came.
Hold
he
on,
was at his grandmama's house. You should have came then. You was on your own tongue when you know Junior here.
Hold on now. We're going to go to Miss Pimp because you ain't shit. We ain't already established you ain't shit. You're going to shoot me in front of my boy.
Oh, that ain't no big deal. That's not a big deal because my baby daddy was about to shoot me in front of all the kids, so it didn't matter.
That don't count.
I'm sure it don't count. When people mad, they do some crazy shit.
Okay. All right, Miss Pimp, you going to shoot me in front of Junior.
I'm gonna blow your goddamn brains out. That's what I'm gonna do. That's what I'm gonna do.
You would shoot me in front of my phone.
You made like some very valid Oprah Winfrey points. You did.
You would shoot. So what you really think your son gonna love you? You killed his daddy?
Hold on.
No.
Did you come over? You came over disrespectful. You came over right in my house
where I raised my son. I came over to whoop the baby dad. I mean, the boyfriend's ass. I ain't come to put my hands on you.
You came over disrespecting in my house where I'm raising my son.
Okay. All right. Okay, you know what? I'm going to go with that. So now, y'all do know the flip side of this. And I mean, I know it's not something that's always that, you know, we don't see it a lot, but it is motherfuckers out there that have, that the men have their kids. Now,
mm-hmm.
Let's just say I got Junior.
Okay.
I got Junior and y'all acting asses. Should I shoot you motherfuckers?
Yes, if I come to your doorstep. If I come to your doorstep and I know that our child is there, Then what do we teach our children? We teach our children to defend themselves. We teach our children that, you know what I'm saying, if somebody comes and they're fucking with you and you haven't done anything to be fucked with, you know what I'm saying, you
okay,
defend
so
yourself.
Okay, so really, hold on now. So you really, and now this is, and I hear y'all talking, but I'm sorry, I got to draw the line. Because first of all, this is me, maybe this is just my opinion and my opinion only, but my thing is this: if I have my child, let's just flip it and say I have my daughter for whatever odd reason I had. I'm not saying that you a bad mother or nothing or whatever the case is, but I got custody of her, and I got a female, and you and the female don't get along. Now, you done came over there and you finna act a fool, this, that, and other. No, I'm going to put you in your place. But there would be no way on God's green earth I will try to do bodily harm to you, especially in front of my child. There's no way I would do that. I mean, I would not be out there. Hold on, let me finish. If you came through that door and you and her got to fighting, now you get your ass kicked, you got your ass kicked. Let me finish. Me personally, mm-hmm. I'm hoping you get your ass kicked because, like y'all said, you should have came over that disrespectful. But me taking a 12-gauge and blowing your motherfucking head off and my daughter sitting there looking, you just killed my mama? Come on, y'all. Ain't no compassion in this world.
I never said that I would kill you. I said, Miss Tennessee, it should blow your head off. I said I would shoot you. Shooting you, I could incapacitate you. I could shoot you in your ankle.
I was shooting anybody. I just said you're not going to come in my house disrespecting.
And you know what? And now, and I got to be honest, you gave the most legitimate answer. You just said, and I can understand you standing in front of the door, you hollering, fussing, screaming, and yelling, but y'all talking about doing fucking bodily harm to me. And I'm over there under the notion that I'm protecting my child.
Do you want Junior? Are you here for Junior? And you said,
no, you know what I'm here for. You know I'm here for. Me and him got into it. That's what I'm there for. And
now,
you're going to pull a pistol at me?
Okay, you first thing of all, you're trying to force your way into my home. And by that, it don't matter who the fuck you are. I have rights inside of my house.
Okay, all right. So, in other words, if you ran in my house, I should shoot you in front of our door. No, come on with that.
You get
bullshit.
What you ask for, Cass. I mean, real talk.
Real talk is that I'm not for the. How in the fuck are you going to explain? How am I going to explain that what I did to her mother? Or you going to explain, oh, well, he shouldn't have been talking shit. He shouldn't have been disrespectful. I mean, you really think your child would really be like, oh, yeah, daddy, you were disrespectful. And knowingly, the child knows that I came over there to protect him.
No, you didn't, because I asked if you want to take the baby with you. That's how you protect the baby.
Listen to what I'm saying. I want to get the motherfucker that did something to my child. No, you really think that's going to be the answer? Here, we'll take your child with you. No, motherfucker, you didn't. To my knowledge, you didn't do bodily harm to my child.
You stopped listening and you took it upon yourself to bring your happy ass over there and take it to the next man. You didn't have a discussion with the mother. You just admitted all of that. You went straight to the source and was being disrespectful going to their home because that nigga just happens to be in there. You never made it about that child. It wasn't about that child when you went over there. It was about that nigga. You really feel compelled.
Hey, I'm not saying it's not about the nigga, but you feel compelled to blow my head off?
Hey, I'm going to tell you like this. If you come into my house being disrespectful, you never once thought about the child. The child didn't have anything really to do with it. It was about that nigga.
So you couldn't call the police. Your first thought is to take my life.
What the fuck? You just in front of the child? It doesn't give you a license to come over and be disrespectful.
And I'm saying, really, what's the difference?
You gonna take my life? You gonna take my life?
But the child ain't gonna feel no better about seeing you get arrested. The baby ain't gonna feel no better about that. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Hold on. Wait a minute. Stop. If I get arrested, my child will see me again. If you blow my damn head off, my child will never see me again.
Okay.
Really?
Never,
I think that's a difference.
You never go to another motherfucker's home. You never go to somebody else's house starting shit. You never know what the fuck is waiting on you. You just don't do that. And we talked about that, you know, on another show. If it was
if he did it, there's one thing. But for you to do it, that's fucked up.
I mean, for the shit to happen, period, it's fucked up.
Man, shit, you don't think so because you already said you're going to be the motherfucker pulling the trigger.
I mean, And real talk, it wouldn't even be about the dude. It would just be about the blatant disrespect. You know what I'm saying? You come in my house violating like that. I personally wouldn't give a damn who you are and what you're looking like. I don't care. Do not come to my house. See, first of all, first things first, it was never about the child. It never was, because if that was the case, then that conversation would have been had. But it turned into something else. Nigga, when I see you, it's on. Well, you just happen to be coming over here because you know that he's here. So it ain't about the child. You're not caring if that child is in there or not, yours or not. You don't care because you're going to see that nigga. Now,
so in the process of that, you're going to blow my head off?
I don't know if he's coming over there packing. I don't know that because you don't
know
what he
is. Okay, so you really think I'm going to come in there and shoot you and my child?
I don't know that you're coming over here to shoot him. You don't know how it's going to go down. You just said it's on. What does that mean?
Get the fuck out of here.
Mean?
You know damn well. If I didn't come to you talking about his own, if I told him his own, Come on, now, y'all, now you can.
Okay.
You know what?
You told her this last.
I bet you your ass go to prison.
Why do it have to be? Why do it have to be at the house? You know what I'm saying? You can catch that nigga on the street, or you can see us out somewhere. Why do you have to come to my door? You, especially
yeah, okay.
when you know that, especially when you know that the child is there. You don't want the child to see none of that go down. You don't want the child to see you argue. You don't want the child to see you fight. You don't want to see the child to see you get arrested. You don't want the child to see nobody die. So why come to my door?
But you willing to do all that? You willing to let
I'm
my child see me die in front of him? Boy, y'all some cold. Y'all cold
about themselves and not the situation in the car in the harm that they caused. They only concerned about them. You know what I mean? Mm. And that's fucked up. For
you're
real,
right? You're not thinking about
y'all
okay. Well,
cold.
You didn't think about all the other people involved.
Let's
think
about after
it.
All dies
down. Now, what do I say to the baby? Okay, wait. Everybody is so upset.
Not upset.
Okay, I just want to say something, okay? Cass, you looking at it from the point of view of, because you the baby father, y'all had a relationship previously. You know, she should still care enough about you to not want you dead, okay? And for the baby's concern, you know, not to see this child's father dead. On that case, because I've seen this before, I've seen this in real life, we can never be as women. I mean, even if the man was there, maybe he wasn't there or whatever, and you come busting through our door or whatever happens, a lot of women do get killed that way. Okay, because they're fighting between the two parents fighting with each other. They mad at each other. I've seen people come in and kill the other person. And you would think, oh, well, that was his child's mama or that was the child's father. Why would they do such a thing? Because people get angry. And that's why I say you never go to somebody's house and disrespect them like that, thinking you just going to walk in and get ready to fight somebody, because they might not know that you they might think you on drugs or something. You might have started drugs. People do that all the time. They drug addicts. They come in. They acting crazy. They might have a weapon. I've had friends go through this. I've went through it. And you just don't know when people's state of mind is at that point in time. Sometimes there may come a point where you do have to protect yourself. You know, and I'm not saying I'm sitting here waiting on the motherfucker to come through the door. Yeah, I'm about to shoot and kill this motherfucker because I just want him dead. It don't be like that.
Right. It comes down
to you know what? You know what? That ain't, I hear what you saying, but these motherfuckers already got the gun cocked and loaded. I said me and him was in a mutual argument. He said his own, I said his own. We both said his own. That's what I said.
And you came over. Wherever it goes down is where it goes down. Now, you know that he's at my house, so why are you going to come to my house? You understand? And now, all of a sudden, it's all about the child. But that's not what it was about. You came over there because you knew he was there, and you said it's on. So you're mad, and you're coming to my house, and it's about to be some conflama in my house where I lay my head with my child lays his head. Are you in your right frame of mind? I don't have time to think about that. So I'm saying, when you come to my house and you want something like that and then you ready to be a rumble in the park, I'm just not knowing. You know what I'm saying? I'm not knowing if you coming over there strapped. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But I know not going to happen in my house. It's not going to happen around my child. It would not matter who you are, is what I'm saying to you. That is outright blatant disrespect. It's not a question of protecting him. It's a matter of protecting my home and my child.
All right. I hear you talking. I hear you.
And me personally, like I said, my situation was a little bit different. You know what I'm saying? Because once it was stated, no, I'm not here for the child. I'm here for the man. Nobody wanted to fight. But you're still trying to force your way in my house. You know, that's my thing. Everybody has already said, ain't nobody trying to fight here. You come here causing a problem. And what I'm saying is, if you do manage to make your way through the door after all peace has been tried to be kept, then yes, if I live here, I do have that right. Don't make me go.
Okay. I'm going to leave that conversation alone. Because at the end of the day, y'all did was verify the way a woman thinks. Well, the way a lot of women think.
And a lot of women die because they underestimate a man. He just wanna come over here and talk. He ain't gonna do nothing. And now she ain't hitting him
up. I hear you talking.
Well, I ain't underestimate that motherfucker when he pointed that gun at me, but my ass took the fuck off. I saw that shit in his eyes. I said, oh, Lord, that motherfucker about to kill me.
Why does this motherfucking body snap by a motherfucker more than 100 pounds, you know what I'm saying, 100 pounds more than me and 2 feet taller than me? No, I'm not going to go through that again. If I have to kill your big ass, that's what's going to happen because you're not going to violate me like that no more, especially in my house, and you don't live here. I'll shout the shit out that motherfucker.
See, you comparing apples and oranges. You talking about something that's totally different.
No, I'm not.
But nevertheless, I digress. I'm through with it.
Where did the love go? Nigga, son. He woke up out of a sweat thinking about the shit I said. Now he's gonna go to bed thinking about the shit we just said.
We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hey there.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. You got anything you want to talk about tonight, sweetheart?
You know what? I was listening, but sorry to interrupt. But only thing, my question is, have you set a date for the party yet?
Nope, not yet. I'm working on it. Like I said, being my guy, we've been working on it. We trying to find a date. Well, he has the club. But we trying to hash out the dates where it's gonna be beneficial to both of us.
What party? I ain't heard about no party.
Well, we talked about that like a month ago.
We talked about that like a month ago. Don't nobody else know who calling. We a family on this show, I thought. Who is the caller? Well, that's sexy. I'm used to people. I'm used to everybody now.
Now, I talked about this about a month ago. I said me and my guy, we were getting together. And once I hash out all the details, I was going to let everybody know. I mean, I guess she's the only one that remembered. But, I mean, we still hashing out, like I said. What?
I didn't say nothing.
Janine.
Yes.
Do you hear that conversation? What,
about
a party?
Yeah.
No, I don't remember.
Yeah, because y'all was giving ideas. Y'all was giving ideas about what the theme should be. I remember it was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I don't know why now all of a sudden everybody act like I done made this mysterious party, but I could have sworn we were talking about it on the show. I could have sworn that me and my man Norm Ski, I told you we and everybody was trying to give us a theme about it, and I asked everybody, let's come up with some things, and we all was coming together that night trying to talk about different things. See, you motherfucker, boy. Okay.
The adrenaline is still kind of high tonight, so.
People trying to calm down and stuff. You know, I don't know what this show done went to.
Right, I'm give myself a couple.
Probably
seconds,
need to get a shot of this 1800 because it's really high.
On the tip. You know what? Hold on, y'all. We gonna get there. We gonna play a song, and we'll be back. Cause I gotta take the. I gotta take five. Cause you motherfuckers done pissed me the fuck off. No, I'm just playing. We'll take a song. We gonna be right back.
Mind.
Get on my baby.
Girl,
the night.
Let me spend my you on? Can I turn you on?
All right, y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Calmer voices have now prevailed. Miss Pimp, liquor store. Mm-hmm. I respect what y'all said, and to each his own. Now moving on. Nah, yeah, like we said about that party. I don't know how y'all done forgot about the party.
Yeah. That was probably a hit and miss discussion.
No, we wasn't. We had a long conversation about it.
I must have been on a hiatus at the time. My sisters, my co-wives would have known, and I definitely would have known, but I didn't.
Okay. Well, I reiterate that and my guy Norm Steve, we were trying to get together. We were trying to get a CN City party together, you know. And like I said, we were trying to make sure that we can do something that benefits the both of us. You know, I want y'all to be happy there, and he want his people to be happy there. So we trying to find, you know, common ground where we both, you know, where everybody be happy, everybody can have some fun, you know. And we still trying to hash out a thing, and you know, like I said, we came up with a lot of ideas that day, but you know, I mean, maybe we can sit down, think about some, and y'all let me know what type of ideas y'all got going. Now, me personally, I honestly and truly, I want to do a bus. I want to do one of them party buses. Fuck it, let's just ride that motherfucker. Ride that motherfucker, have a Sin City party in that bitch.
That sounds like fun.
Do
they
have those
down here?
I don't know. I really don't know. But I'm finna look into that. Because I would love, I mean, just think about it. Ain't none of, I mean, shit, we can kick back. Motherfucker ain't got to worry about driving. Motherfucker, hell, we can hit the highway. Hit the highway and end up somewhere, go to a club and jump back on the bus and carry our happy asses back home. Or hell, if push comes to shove, we can make a club. We can have a club in the bus ourselves.
Yeah, sounds like fun.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. I mean, you know, if it's based out of Indianapolis, we take a trip. I mean, we tell that motherfucker drive to Ohio and back. Shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If we done paid for so many hours, you know what I'm saying? Shit, we get up in that motherfucker. Hey, we on the road. We got drink. You know what I'm saying? I'm really thinking about doing that. I mean, what y'all think? Sin City bus, a Sin City tour. We call it the Sin City tour. What y'all think?
I like it.
Yeah, I like it. Sounds like fun.
Okay, well, I see we got Sunshine in here. Sunshine, what's happening?
Hey, I hate to bust y'all bubble, but I was looking for a party bus for my sister for her birthday party down there. And they are very strict on those buses down there in Indianapolis, on the party buses.
Mm-hmm.
No alcohol.
Huh?
Right.
No alcohol.
The one that did have alcohol, they only allowed you to have beer. And most of them said that you have to have your own music, say a plug-in, an iPod.
Wow, I never heard of a party bus like that. What the fuck they think we going to a church? What they going to a church revival?
I have no idea.
I got some friends that work at Carry Limousine, and I'll see what they got going on.
Yeah, see if you. I mean, hey, like I said, we just want to try to get something together, you know. So you know what? I just want to do it like an appreciation thing, you know. You know, let everybody know that I appreciate, you know, all, you know, y'all taking time out, y'all Tuesdays and Wednesdays to call in and argue and fuss and fight with me all the time.
Yeah.
Who the hell just said yeah?
That was me.
I know. You like fighting with me, don't you? I make sure they don't argue with me.
It does. It makes my week.
Liquor store, you got quiet. You mad at me now?
No, sir, not at all. Everybody is entitled to their own opinion.
She all pissed off now. She don't want to talk. Okay, so Sunshine, now you said that you did call a couple of places.
I remember the names of them, but it was a couple of places down there, and they're very strict.
Okay. Well, I mean, shit. I mean,
well,
the need be.
But she said she knows somebody to drive.
Yeah.
If she knows somebody to drive, that makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anybody down there that drives. I mean, hell, I could drive a damn bus my damn self, but. Hey.
I know a couple of people that drive buses, so I'll see what I can. Because I was about to say that don't make no sense. Like if you got a designated driver, how come you can't have alcohol on the bus? I mean, as long as motherfucking driver ain't drinking, that don't even make
exactly.
sense.
Exactly, and that was the purpose of us looking for one.
Right.
So everybody could get drunk.
I holler at a couple of people I know that drive buses and see what I can.
Okay. Like I said, I just want to do something, you know. Before the summer ends, we need to do something. We need to have a Sin City thing, and you know what I'm saying? Make it go out with a bang, you know. Make the summer go out with a bang. Because we didn't have one hell of a year. We didn't. Yeah. Let me shut up. Let me be politically correct.
Well, I have
correct.
To mute because I'm getting ready to go in where it's loud at, so I'm muting myself.
Okay. All right, people. I mean, we still on the show, dang. Y'all ain't got to get quiet. How is it that y'all can argue with me, but then when the argument over, y'all know, are we a couple now? I mean, is this a couple thing now?
We got married.
Everybody, we all got married about a month ago. You don't remember that?
Right.
I see. Everybody got one of us got attitude. Don't want to talk no more. And, wow.
See, and it's
I
so funny
married.
Because tonight,
I
my phone
not married to nobody.
Was the, like, calm, level-headed one. That's tonight. Liquor store, my other co-wife, remained humble and just laid back and, you know, a little submissive, in my opinion. I love you still, hon. Me, I'm just, like, ready to bring the rah-rah because I'm not back down off this argument because you just, like, hit a note. You know what I mean? But, Janine, you said, you explained it in such a way that... whether I was angry or feeling any type of way or trying to convey what I was trying to say, you did a very, very good job of trying to explain what I was saying without attitude. So, I mean, you did that. So, you know, yeah, I mean, that's what happens when you have, when you're a polygamist, man. You got to deal with different shit.
I mean, when did you get married? Because I didn't get married. I ain't got no ring on my finger or nothing.
Oh, right.
It's
okay.
The number one spot is free now.
Well, hold on.
The number one spot is free.
You said yes. You did say yes.
Yeah, but I've been waiting on my ring.
I ain't got no lawyer.
I've been waiting on no ring. Can't get no ring around here. Ain't been no contract signing.
Tell you, it's harder than this motherfucking camp. I'm giving polygamy up. I gave polygamy up that week, shit. That, y'all motherfuckers want too much, shit.
We want too much. Y'all be asking for too much.
Oh, goodness. We ask for too much.
No, you know what? They don't ask for it. We just give it.
We give it. So, you know what? You're right. No, you know why we even get mad about it. But I bet you we stop giving it, it'll be something said. Oh, well, you're not doing none of this no more. Oh, you noticed.
Bye, Felicia.
What?
I mean, God, I mean, my thing is, why do everybody be feeling like they got to stop giving something? I mean, don't stop giving. Keep giving more.
Well, we can't keep giving if the other person not giving to us.
Here we go.
It's not about, and I'm not talking about money or nothing like that. I'm not even talking about that. It's just like all your expectations go up, and then their expectations get less and less and less and less and less. But we still supposed to just continue like everything's fine when I'm not getting what I feel like I need. It can't be just one-sided where everybody gets that one person and feel like he should get everything he needs or she should get everything she needs, and the other person just be left out. That's not fair.
Oh, I didn't learn to keep my mouth closed tonight. It's y'all on y'all motherfucking shit tonight. So I'm gonna.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm gonna step back. I had a long day. I'm gonna step back. I'm not gonna even bait myself into no arguments.
Take over the show.
Well, what I can talk about is, cause this is what I wanted to talk about earlier, because I had a situation at work with this couple. I mean, they both attorneys or whatever, and you know, they both got money. They got married to one another. They each had their own kids. Then they got married. Then they had some kids together. Then they adopted some foster kids. And then, you know, we thinking they finished. Because, you know, their kids getting older, whatever. Because they had 10 kids. These people are in their 50s, early 50s. And this woman got pregnant.
What?
Yes, and they married. They both, you know, work at where I work at. And I was just like, she's pregnant. But, you know, we was all shocked because, you know, they had 10 kids together between the two of them. And, you know, everybody was thinking they were finished. And now all of a sudden she's pregnant. I mean, they got kids in college. You see what I'm saying? Plus kids in high school, kids in junior high. They ain't got no little ones. Then they went through a whole bunch of shit where the baby was premature. you know, she had medical problems when she was first born, had the tube and everything.
She had AIDS.
Yeah. Well, guess what? The baby, they finally got through all that because she had to bring the baby to work because, you know, a preemie, you can't take the preemie to daycare and stuff like that. You could only have certain people watch the baby, so she was having to bring the baby to work. People was taking time. We was all taking turns watching the baby for a little while. And, you know, now the baby's finally old enough going to the daycare. Because I think she's like 9 months or something like that, so she's doing much better. Well, I see her. She's pregnant again.
I said, what in the hell is going on here? Because, you know, people, you see them, you know, after they have a baby, you don't want to say nothing because you see that little baby bump still there. You know what I mean? And when somebody was like, I heard her say, yeah, I'm going to get my ultrasound today. I said, you have got to be kidding me.
Wow.
I mean, is that too much? That is just too much for me. Now, this is about to be your 12th child. And hopefully the child is okay because you already had complications with this, the last one you just had.
I mean, premature is like a blessing. She's too old to be carrying somebody's baby, some old eggs. So therefore, you know, the child could be born with many or different kind of health defects.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, that's life. Maybe she went to a fertility clinic. Maybe they, you know what I mean, got some frozen stuff implanted in her. Who knows? Maybe she's just a baby. I don't know. But somebody needs to, like, get her on the news or something. Expose her. She needs her own reality show.
Hell, they might end up getting one. Ain't no telling. I just think that's just hot. That's just too old. Your teens and those the older kids are going to be the ones ending up, you know, watching these little ones. Because y'all can't do it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all going to be too old to be trying to chase around some little toddler.
Hold on, stop right
there. Your bones cracking when you stand up now. You can't shit. You can't even move around like you used to.
Oh, God.
She looks 50 for real.
This shit ain't natural.
Are they like 50 for real, though?
Huh?
Are they 50, like, for real?
No, I'm for real. I'm for real, for real.
50 years old.
I ain't saying they like in their late 50s, but they gotta be like in their early. Yeah.
Or maybe it just looked that way.
You know what? That could be true.
Because I mean no harm, but white people do it.
Everybody keep telling me that's how old they are, but, you know, I don't know for sure, but that's what they keep telling me. I mean, they above 40s. I know they way above their 40s. I know that for a fact. And to me, that's still too old.
Mm-hmm. It just ain't right. Not thinking about the kids, because, you know, like you said, you mean shit, they're not going to be able to do what they could do with them, you know, with the early kids. They don't, you know, if you're 50 now, you know what I'm saying, 12 years, that puts you at shit, what, 62?
You are 62.
When your baby is out of high school. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I just think it's too much. And then it's like, you know, we kind of talked about, like, you know, they got together when they each had kids. They each came out of a relationship, you know, so that probably worked for them. But me, on the other hand, baby, if you ain't no senior getting ready to go somewhere, I don't know what to do. I can't do it again. I just cannot. I can't start over. I'm not about to have no infants, no toddlers.
I need to be able to get up and go. I can't do it. And I don't have, and then too, I don't have the patience anymore. But then you have people that they get into it. What I don't like is, at least I could be honest and say that. You see what I'm saying? You know what? This is not the relationship for me. You know, I don't have any patience for kids anymore. I just can't do it. You know what I mean? But then you have those people because they want to be in a relationship. They want to be with that guy. They do it anyway. So now here it is. You got this person. She may be looking all good to you and they be perfect, you know, in your eyes. But then she's treating your kid like shit because she don't even want to be a mother to your child. Or vice versa, you know. For the man.
Well, now, hold on now. Let me jump in here. That goes back to what I was saying earlier, because, I mean, it's like, you know, you sitting there, and it's like, you know, you got to, like, kind of like, okay, like you just said, yeah, she might look like $1 million, but she ain't trying to raise no more motherfucking kids.
But what I'm saying is she may not be showing that to you because she wants to be with you. She may not say that to you. She's going to try to come off as if she okay with kids. Oh, I'm okay and things like that. But deep down, she really not. And you got a lot of people that do that. That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of people that do that just so they can be with that person, but not necessarily, you know, they don't want the kids in the relationship. So they might tell you that, and when the kids around, they may act just as sweet as pie. But that's why when you're not around and the kids start seeing things and they come to tell the parents, a lot of times the parents don't believe it. That's when the problems come in. Because you don't ever see nothing that they're doing to the child.
I can agree with that. Mm-hmm. I can agree with that wholeheartedly because I don't. I mean, I've seen situations and I've been around people, what's up, man? I can't stand a little boy. That little motherfucker get on my nerves. And it's like, damn, but you with his mama. Well,
exactly.
Fuck that little girl. That little bitch, I can't stand that little bitch. Why you with her? You know, because, I mean, she ain't finna just leave her. She ain't finna just put her child out.
Exactly.
So I think it takes a hell of a man.
It's men and women both. Men and women both do that.
Yeah, you're right. They do. Because it's like, you know, and then you got some badass kids out there, too.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That plays that role. Like,
go ahead. That's how I know they lying to me when they be like, oh, yeah, I love your son. Your son is great. Oh, motherfucker, you got to go. Because I know you's a liar. You a lie, because my son is like the devil in disguise, okay?
Well, see, then, you know, and like I said, that all falls back on, like, okay, well, you know, if your son is that bad, and you know, and like you just said, you know your son that damn bad, you know what
exactly.
I'm saying? You know your son that motherfucking bad, but then it's like, well, in everybody else's eyes, you're going to paint them to be an angel.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's like, okay, but I don't think that me and you going to fit. I mean, how we not fitting shit? You know your son bad as fuck.
But I would respect somebody for saying that than to lie to me and say that, you know, that they okay with my son and then treat him like shit. I mean, hell, I know he's bad as hell, but shit, I still don't want you to treat him like shit.
Well, but then you got a lot of parents that won't listen. You got a lot of parents that's like, you know, you could be like, man, that little motherfucker bad. No, he ain't. Quit calling him that. Okay, well, now I won't say shit about him. But now don't expect me. I done told you how I feel about him. And you telling me that ain't I shouldn't feel this way. So how do you expect me to bond
mm-hmm.
with him? Now,
yeah.
I can bond with him on my type of level, but now I can't bond with him the way you want me to. Well, go outside and play, throw the football with him. Well, this little motherfucker don't even want to go throw the football. But then you looking at me like, damn, you ain't going to throw the football with him? I just asked him, and he said he don't want to do a goddamn thing. Okay.
Don't you see me playing my PlayStation?
Right.
You know what, Kaz? You bring up an interesting point because a lot of people, you got a lot of parents that think that, you know, they significant other or whatever is supposed to, you know, come down to the child's level. And that's, you know, verbally when you're talking to them, yeah, you talk to them like they're a kid, but that's about as far as that shit goes. I'm not getting ready to get on the child's level and try to bond with him. It's, you know what I'm saying, it's not me. I don't, it's not the adult, you know what I'm saying, earning the respect of the child necessarily. The child is supposed to, you know what I'm saying, respect the adult. So I'm not going to, you know what I'm saying, try to force this shit together. You know, that is not going to work that way.
Yeah, I mean, at the same time, I mean, you know, I'm not going to sit there and tell, like, if you, like, you tell my daughter to do the dishes, and she like, you know, I ain't doing shit. No, you out of pocket. But now, in the same breath, if you telling my daughter to do dishes and your kids ain't got to do shit, then, oh, whoa, hold on now.
Right.
Hold on.
Yeah. Because
I've been.
You got to treat them all the same, but it's still right. Not the respect. You still have them respect the person that you with, regardless if they like them or they bad or not. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I've seen a situation before, and this is no lie. I've seen a situation where he went to go get his kids, and the girlfriend was like, well, since you ain't tell me they was coming, I ain't cooked nothing for them. And she cooked some steaks. She cooked steak. Her kids ate the steak, and she was like, well, there's some bologna in there. They can make some sandwiches. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there looking at him like, dude, you finna sit here and make your kids eat bologna sandwiches and these kids eating steak? Like, are you out your fucking mind?
What happened? What'd he do?
He didn't do nothing. His kids ate the bologna sandwiches.
I mean, they ain't had no more steaks in there they could have cooked or nothing.
That steak would have got cut up four fucking ways.
That's what I was
about
to say.
I'd be goddamn if my motherfucking kid. I'd be damn if my kid gonna sit there and eat a bologna sandwich while your kid eating steak.
No, I understand about, you know, the steaks, but, you know, depending on the kid's ages and depending on the size of the steaks, you know, maybe
the
they could have had some more steaks is what I'm saying, or go to the fucking store and just buy some more steaks. Let the parent, you know, with me, the kids always eat first anyway. You know, it's
right.
The man and the kids, you know, they always eat first. I would not eat myself if everybody ain't ate. You see what I'm saying? That's just the way I am. I can't even eat unless everybody didn't eat. So if the kids sitting there hungry, I ain't about to sit down and eat no food. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody ate, and I'm sitting there looking, and I literally grabbed him like, what the fuck are you doing? What? I said, man, if you sit there and eat that, because he had a steak too. I said, man, if you sit here and eat that motherfucking steak and them kids sitting there for the fifth them a motherfucking bologna sandwich, nigga, you ain't shit. And I told him just like that. In the words of my man George Jarrett, just the fuck like that. That's just how I told him. And that motherfucker, and he like, oh, wait, you know, I guess when he going to tell him, well, here, y'all can eat mine. Hold on, man. My thing is that, this is just my opinion. What she should have did is told him, you need to go get you something to eat because I'm going to get these kids your food. If you ain't do nothing else, because first of all, I'm not going to sit there and eat no steak while my kids are eating the salad. I'll go make me a salad and let some kids eat the motherfucking steak.
Yep, that's the same as me. I mean, our stuff could have went to the kids. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You know,
we
went and got us something else. Or, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it
was
a lot of different scenarios that could have went on.
Right. And see, that was my thing. You could have been
like, and put
right,
over
you could have been like,
okay.
You know, you could have been like, all right, motherfucker, you, what you going to get us to eat? Because I gave the kids our food.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that right there would have made me respect you a whole lot more. But you done walked in, you got a plate, I got a plate. And you talking about, well, I don't know what they going to eat. It's some bologna sandwiches in there.
No.
Wait. Hold up. You're a guest at their house, and you get a steak, too?
No, I didn't eat. I didn't eat anything. I just came. I was riding with him. He said, man, he finna go pick up his kids. And he's like, he ain't seen his kids. He finna go pick them up. He said, y'all want to come over to my house? They said, yeah. We walked in the door. She was cooking. And she looked
well,
at the kids. And she
then
looked.
He knew they was coming in. He knew they were coming.
Right. Now, she didn't know that they was coming. She looked at the kids. We walked through the kitchen. She looked at the kids. She looked at him. And she was like, well, ain't enough for everybody. Now, I'm looking like, you know, if that was a shot at me, shit, I don't want to eat your food no damn way.
Mm-hmm.
So we go in the living room. We got our drink. We drinking. We watching the game. And she walked in there with his plate, and she walked in there with her plate. And she was like, there's some bologna sandwiches in there. I mean, if they hungry. And I grabbed him and I told him, dog, if you eat that motherfucker for steak, I said, man, you ain't shit.
Mm.
And, you know, she looked at me, she gave me that real fucked up look like, who the fuck are you? But,
right.
You dead fucking wrong for that.
Mm-hmm. You got a whole lot of people out there that's like that and that'll do that.
Yeah.
Like, are you fucking kidding me? This ain't the relationship I need to be in, because hell no.
And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Everybody talks about their baby mama, their baby daddy, and stuff like that. We all have our flaws. Nobody is perfect. But when people have, if you know that person is a good parent or whatever the situation may be, and you with somebody who's like that, you know what? Conversate with me and understand how I feel as the other parent, sending my kids to a home with a woman who treats my kids like that, vice versa with the guy. You see what I'm saying? It's all about understanding. You know what? I can't tell you who you can and can't be with. You see what I'm saying? You're right.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you that. But here it is, our children that we have together. You know, me and you may not have worked out things like that. You want to see our kids? That's great. I want you to be a father. I want you to be a good father. But sometimes we get clouded. I mean, we just do as parents. We get clouded in our relationships that we in, and just like what he did, people do that shit all the time. And they don't see it. For some reason, it's like they don't see it. I don't know if it's just the love that you have for that person and you don't see how they treating your kids. I don't know.
I think that if he didn't speak on it, he sat down there like, hey, my girl got me, you know, and he wouldn't have thought nothing of it.
Yeah, because if you hadn't said nothing, they would have ate bologna sandwiches.
He would have sat there and ate that steak like it was his business. You know what I mean?
Right, and it pissed me off so bad because I'm sitting there like, wow, dog, you really finna eat that motherfucking steak? And I'm looking at his son like, dog, you finna, you know. And you know what? And the crazy part is that the kids was like, hey, y'all want some?
Exactly.
Hey, y'all, we share with y'all. The kids
exactly.
gave them some. The
exactly.
kids gave them some. But it was just like, damn, you know, dog, you gonna let this. And my thing is, you can't do no more than what a person can't do no more than what you let them.
Right.
So
right.
You let her do that. You let her do that. And it was just like, wow, dog, you know. And, I mean, honestly, that day, I honestly and truly, I lost all respect for him. I mean, don't get me wrong, we were still friends, but, I mean, I actually, like, looked at this guy like a big brother. And I lost all respect for him because it was like, you know, you sit here and you sit here and you talk like, you know, when we talking about our kids, you know, you right there with us. Oh, man, yeah, our kids this, our kids that. Nigga, you going to sit there and let this, and I'm going to say it, you going to let this bitch treat your motherfucking kids like that? Dude, fuck you. You ain't shit.
Right at all. And that's a damn shame when the kids, you know, the kids got more moral or however you want to call it than the damn adults that the kids were off of. You know what I mean? And the adults wouldn't. The adults wouldn't give up their shit for the kids. That's so like you said, you can always go get us something else to eat. I mean, shit, we can, you know what I'm saying, get a steak from somewhere and bring it home. It's already cooked, you know what I'm saying, depending on what time it was or whatever. I mean, if it was just that, you know what I'm saying, shit, we grown.
And if that's all that's left, shit, I could fire up some little, some little cheese sandwiches with some bologna on it and make that shit real good for dinner.
Right. Cut up some potatoes, put some fries with it.
So, I mean, there was just so many other options.
Yeah, I mean, it was just really, you know, it was just sad. It was just like, wow, dog, you really just did that. You know, and I to this day, it was like, you know, you did that shit, and it was just fucked up. It was just totally fucked up. I mean, like I said, this motherfucker, I really had respect for, and I lost all respect for him after that.
True colors, because like they said, if you hadn't said nothing, that man and they would have sat right there without a thought about it in the world.
Hey, you know what? Before we get off tonight, I got to let y'all know. It's a guy. I mean, it's, you know, and I heard it for the first time today. I mean, I've seen him. His name is Prentice Powell. And he did a spoken word called Good Father. Oh, man. That's a powerful piece. That's a very powerful piece. I mean, y'all can look it up on YouTube or whatever. He did it. He did it on Prentice Powell. And, I mean, it was a powerful piece. It's called Good Father. And, I mean... But, and this is just, and I'm going to tell you, this is like, I mean, it touched me deep. It touched my soul when I heard this. When I heard this spoken word, it touched my soul because what he said is the feeling that I've been having for at least the past 17 years now. You know, and it is deep. I mean, a lot of women, and I'm going to go on record to say this, but a lot of women don't really understand how it is to be a man that really wants to take care of his kids. You know, it's easy to say, well, you could do this, you could do that, you could do this, you could do that. He sums it up so beautifully and so eloquently. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, man, you know, if you listen to that, and if you ever been around a guy that truly loves his kids, but you see him going through these trials and tribulations with them, that's his thought process. His name is Prentice Powell. The guy hits, you know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of women should listen to that spoken word that he did, because if you listen to it, I think you get a better understanding of what a man or what a true, let me not say men, what a true man go through. And like I said, once again, Prentiss Powell. I mean, if you hear it, hey, you're going to love it. I mean, if you're a real woman, you're going to love it. I mean, you'll have a real understanding. Send it to a friend. You know what? Send it to a male friend. If you got a male friend that you know that's going through some stuff, send it to him. Because it got sent to me, and I listened to it at least 10 times today, just listening to it. I mean, I'm at work, and I'm just like, I'm working on the air conditioner, and I'm just hitting the play button. Like, cause I'm telling you, he puts it, you know, I do my little spoken words, but, man, he puts it so eloquently that I was like, wow, you know. I'm really finna start following this guy. I'm finna start following this guy and see what he really has to say. So, on that note, it's time to get the hell out of here. Look, Stowe, you got any last words?
Yeah, I like the bus idea, and I'm gonna talk to see if I can get in touch with the couple of people I know. And shit, I'll let you know. You know what I mean? I'll put some info on the site or whatever. And shit, I'll be back next week.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Ms. Pimp, any last words for us?
Good night. I love y'all. but I'm going to get with my people from Cary and see if they can do something.
All right, that's what's up. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jadine, any last words?
Yes, it was good listening to everyone's comments tonight. But I did hear when you had talked about it, looked it up with the party bus. And actually, it was some decent prices. I mean, if you kind of totaled everything together, you get a good, you know, 20 to 30 people to go. And that's only like $25 a person. It's a range from like 20 to 20. It said 20 to 25, so it's going to depend on how many people you get to come. But I think they max was like 30 or something like that. And of course, it depends on the type of bus you get, too. So, but the price wasn't bad, and that was for 7 hours. So you know,
do you know, Janine, if you could get your own chauffeur driver?
Now that I don't know, I was just looking on their website. So you probably would have to call or, you know, find out. The one I was looking at was Broad Ripple Party Bus. But like I said, I don't know about, you know, like she was saying in regards to the alcohol, and yeah, you probably would have to call and, you know, talk to y'all people to see.
Okay.
Okay.
If we can have our own driver and how the alcohol works and stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what's up.
Well,
that's,
I mean,
what's
price,
up.
Price-wise, it's not a bad price.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, we're going to collaborate. I'm going to get all the information together. We're going to collaborate, and we're going to see how we're going to do this. Everybody gang?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. So I'd like to thank everybody to call in tonight, even though you motherfuckers got on my nerves. I still love y'all. You know what I'm saying? Thank everybody that's just listening. Thank everybody that was on via internet. Y'all know we'll be back next week. Same bad time, same bad channel. And we out this bitch. Peace.